H2 a true starting point, when learning turns into dust in the bookmarks slash H2. P. Lin Wan's browser bookmarks held 137 read later links, from Python basics to review methods, collected over 2 full years. On a late night in March 2026, she opened that folder for the nth time and clicked nothing. I keep learning, yet when I look back at year-end, it feels like I kept nothing. As she spoke, her finger drifted across the screen, a familiar anxiety, where learning equals not learning, slash P. Pete, back then I was terrified when people asked what I had improved, Lin Wan recalled later. I couldn't answer. I bought a dozen courses, joined several communities, the bookmark red dots never cleared, but if you asked what skill I had actually gained, my mind went blank. This illusion, that collecting equals learning, is quietly eating the growth time of urban professionals, slash P. P. We buy courses, hoard materials, join boot camps, yet rarely pause to ask, what do these fragments finally assemble into? Most people mistake input for growth, and seeing for owning. This is exactly the first bias a skill tree mindset corrects: growth is not piling up, it is structure, slash P. P. Lin Wan's turning point came in a career conversation. Her manager asked, can you name 3 abilities you genuinely grew this year? She opened her mouth and couldn't answer. In that moment she realized the problem was not lack of effort, but learning without shape, without roots, without order, slash P. P. Later she did one small thing, she drew what she wanted to learn as a tree. Half a year on, she could clearly say she had moved from can use tools to can build processes. That diagram on her desk is the skill tree this article discusses. It does not change how smart you are, but it changes the direction of your effort, slash P. H2 What is a skill tree? Drawing skills as a rooted map, slash H2. P. The skill tree originally comes from video games. As a character levels up, it unlocks branches from a root node, growing more specialized upward. Borrowed into careers, the logic is identical. Your abilities also have roots, trunks, and branches, not a pile of loose cards on a desk slash P. P. Roots are foundational abilities, such as clear expression, information retrieval, basic data sense. Without roots, no flower stays. The trunk is the main direction, such as user research or growth operations. Branches are specific techniques, such as interview outline design, funnel breakdown, weekly report structure. The first step in drawing is not listing, but finding the root, slash P. P. Many people immediately write, I will learn AI, English, investing, speaking, that is bookmark thinking, not tree thinking. The tree forces you to answer first, which trunk do these abilities ultimately serve? If the goal is become someone who can independently run a growth project, then investing drops to a side branch, and AI with data sense become near branches, slash P. P. Greater than a good skill tree has 3 traits, clear hierarchy showing who supports whom, visible dependencies showing what to fill first, and at a glance it shows where the gaps are. It is not a to-do list, but a map of ability terrain, letting you always know where you are and where to go next, slash P. P. When you draw skills as a tree, decisions get suddenly simple. The next thing to fill is always the branch closest to the trunk and currently most empty. Leave the rest. This pruning itself is where compounding begins, slash P. H2 Why a skill tree creates compounding. Neighboring skills borrow strength, slash H2. P. Compounding exists not only in bank accounts. Abilities compound too. Once you master A, learning neighboring B costs clearly less than learning B from zero, because they share the same cognitive root system. This is neighboring borrow, the core dividend of the skill tree, slash P. P. When Lin Wan learned user interviews, she incidentally understood question design, and later needs review migrated at almost zero cost, because all 3 grow on the same branch of understanding people. Research shows structured knowledge systems learn more efficiently long-term than fragmented learning. See the next chapter for magnitude. Migration is not luck, it is the inevitability of structure, slash P. P. Contrast bookmark style learning, each course isolated, forgotten after completion. The Ebbinghaus forgetting curve tells us a one-time unreviewed learning retains about 34% after one day. Source: Experimental Psychology Memory Study, H. Ebbinghaus, Memory, 1885. Without structure to hold it, forgetting comes faster and effort more easily returns to zero/P. P. The second compounding of the skill tree is stackable output. Every gain in a root ability benefits all branches. Better expression improves reporting, writing, and salary talk together. Better data sense improves review, decisions, and estimation together. This is a global gain. Single point breakthroughs cannot buy/P. P. So the skill tree is not decoration to look nice, but a way of arranging effort so it multiplies. What you draw is not a picture, but a converter that turns time into ability/P. H2 professional analysis, proving the compounding of systematic learning with skill tree and competency radar/H2. P. This chapter uses traceable data and named frameworks to argue that systematic learning beats fragmented learning. Three datasets first, each labeled with magnitude and source type. Illustrative numbers that cannot be rigorously sourced are explicitly marked sample data. Slash P. P. Data 1, the Ebbinghaus forgetting curve. After learning, memory retention is about 34% after one day, about 25% after 6 days. If reviewed at key nodes, retention can rise above 80%. Magnitude, individual memory experiment, source. Experimental Psychology, H. Ebbinghaus, Memory, 1885. This shows the high loss of one-time unstructured learning, while the skill tree's nearby review markedly lowers forgetting/P. P. Data 2, the Dreyfus 5-stage model of skill acquisition.